something from that book. Something evil. This thing is attached to Mia's soul. We're gonna have to kill her.
You are all going to die tonight.
Okay, here's the deal. Horror remakes are real hit or miss for me, but sometimes they do it right. Sam Raimi's original The Evil Dead from 1981 was a groundbreaking tongue-in-cheek splatterfest. The remake strips away much of the humor and takes a stab at a serious horror film. I appreciate this because it wasn't trying to outdo the original, yet it managed to have plenty of winks and nods to the fans. The story follows five friends who take a trip to a cabin in the woods only to discover a book that unleashes horrible demons and do terrible things to themselves and each other. You know, the typical party weekend. The film is not for the squeamish, featuring some of the most grisly, visceral, goopy, messy, and over-the-top gore you'll see in any R-rated film this year. Gorehounds will flip, though the faint at heart will want to stay at home. Evil Dead gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.